I'm usually very up and positive, and I'm a strong believer, as you are, that through positive thinking and positive work, we can all accomplish a great deal. But I have been a bit heavy on this year. If you remember, I said this was going to be a very, very difficult year. We've had serious fires. We've had the worst flooding in England, in Asia, in the Midwest. Foreclosures.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
The three F's. You know, so this has been an extremely heavy year. I mean,
well, you know, Joseph, I wanted to get you on this hour because I look at September as, even though it's well past half a year, I look at September right through the end of December as, you know, the moment for people to adjust their lives, to get themselves in order. You know, we're going into three incredible moments that I just simply love, and that's Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we trickle into New Year's, so I guess we could say four, really. But in terms of just this year, we've got three great events coming up. And I think it's, you know, people during this time period are in a different mindset. They get out of some of the doldrums that they've had during the year. And I have sensed it in a lot of people. They've been down, they've been depressed. But around September, people start to get upbeat again, in spite of these things that you said have been bombarding us lately.
Yes. And I agree with you, by the way, but I think September and October still have some harshness involved. I was one of the people who, a few weeks after 9/11, said it was known and nothing was done about it.
Well, that's true. Are you feeling that kind of thing again?
And I also said that if we go into Iraq, that it would open up a Pandora's box. You know. There are still some harsh realities to go through September, October, but I do see things clearing up a little bit by November, December.
Joseph,
especially in the United States.
Are we people who can keep fighting this internal struggle that we all have over the last several years, this feeling of melancholy, this feeling of doom and gloom?
Well,
I mean,
the other shoe dropping. We're not fighting a nation. We're fighting an ideology, and the ideology is spread out like mercury. It is in love with death rather than a respect for life. But it's not just the Islamists. Actually, they should be doing jihad on their jealousies and their angers and their own emotions. One of the reasons I don't think we're going to have a one-world government is that we are in conflict with ourselves. We are in conflict very often with the people in our lives. Each city, each state, each country has a north, east, west, and south with its differences. So I think that will protect us from a one-world government to some extent. But September can be a tough month, I think. We're going to see some more serious weather conditions, not just this week, but in the coming weeks.